Hello, it is the broadcaster, Baby Mote, and the interviewer, Mama Mote, here in the living room to present a podcast of a cringy history project.
How mobile are the people of the United States?
The people in the United States are extremely mobile and have the ability to leave or re-enter the country with the correct paperwork. The laws allowing people to move within the U.S. are quite nice because there isn't any penalty unless you move and have a criminal record. Also, it is easy to move because of the transportation and economic development of the U.S.
Does the United States experience more immigration or emigration? Is there a particular region of most immigration and most emigration?
The U.S. experiences more immigration because it is the land of greatest opportunity. This is particularly shown from Mexico to the United States. The U.S. does not have many immigrants because of the economic opportunity, but the most immigration does occur in the northern region. The most immigration comes from the border of Mexico to Texas.
What stage of demographic transition is the U.S. in? How does this affect migration, and what is the history of the U.S. migration? Are there forced migrations today?
The U.S. is in stage 4 of demographic transition. Migration transition in the U.S. is very easy because of the advancements in economy and the transportation. The history of forced migration is present in the U.S. The people forced to move have been the Native Americans and the Mexicans back when Mexico controlled Texas. These groups were both forced out by the Europeans. There has really not been anyone forced into the United States.
Are there any internal migration flows in the U.S.? Does the U.S. have a recent history of immigration or emigration flows?
The interregional migration occurs mainly from California to Texas because of the cost of living. The intra-regional migration is not necessarily current, but the Native Americans were forced to move onto reservations or live a normal American life. The U.S. has a long history of immigration because it is the land of free and opportunity, and it creates a great place for all Americans.